Challenges are a part of life. What you do when confronted by those challenges determines what your life will be and whether it will empower or limit you. My first guest this morning is here to preview an event which will feature, I think, the largest gathering of people who looked at their challenges in the eye and said, "You can't hold me back and you won't hold me down." Proof of that, the 2016 Special Olympics New Jersey Winter Games, which are coming up starting this Monday at Mountain Creek Resort in Vernon, New Jersey. Here with a look at what this event is all about is the President and CEO of Special Olympics New Jersey, Heather Anderson. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And the website is sonj.org. So give us a preview, Heather. What is some of the great stuff, then? What are some of the great inspirations that will be happening coming up starting on Monday over at Mountain Creek with the Winter Games?
Sure. Well, this year we will have 250 athletes from across the state competing in sports of alpine skiing, snowboarding, cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, and speed skating up in the Vernon area. And we are very excited to be part of the community again for those 2 days. And our athletes have been training quite consistently and hard, some of them on dry land, obviously, especially for snowshoeing since we've just recently got snow.
Yeah.
But they're training hard and they're ready to compete against their peers on the mountain in the coming days.
And when you say compete, this is straight out competition to the point where with snowshoeing especially, I challenge anyone listening right now who thinks that they are to any level of physical fitness to challenge one of these athletes in any of these sports, really. Because their training, their dedication, they would be an inspiration, maybe even for some of us, a frustration, because just how they would make us realize, you know what, the shape I'm in, I'm not in that good of shape, you know?
Well, they do. And you know, our athletes, they want to be considered as athletes, and they do train, and they, you know, we are very all about fitness and well-being and wellness, and to be a good athlete, you have to take care of yourself, and that's the message we are portraying to our athletes, that, you know, you've got to be in good physical health, good mental health, good, you know, spiritual health, and be fit. And so when they arrive in North Jersey on Monday, they're going to be ready to go. They're going to be ready to compete. And it's all about friendly competition. You know, it's interesting because many of these athletes, they're friends on and off, we call the playing fields, and they're going to congratulate their fellow competitor, whether they get the gold or they get fourth or fifth place. So we always talk about friendly competition.
Another element, too, that I want to bring up, we're talking with Heather Anderson, who is the President and CEO of Special Olympics New Jersey. The Winter Games starting this Monday at Mountain Creek Resort in Vernon, New Jersey. SONJ.org is their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Again, just underlining the idea of competition. This isn't, I mean, the goodwill and the positive competition element is there, but this isn't one of those get-a-trophy-for-showing-up situations. This is real competition.
It is real competition. Our athletes will medal, and their division based on certain criteria, age, sex, and ability level. So we may have four or five medals given in a alpine skiing or snowboarding or snowshoeing based on their ability level. So that's the nice thing about our organization. It's not the fastest person that always gets that one gold medal. And so, again, that's what I talk about, friendly competition, because we want our athletes to excel to the best that they can be at the ability that they are.
Give us a little profile. Who is the Special Olympic athlete? Their ages, their real-life situations, and how does competing in Special Olympic events empower their real life day-to-day?
Well, our athletes, typically they start training at age 8 in certain sports. We have 24 sports we offer year-round, and this is our winter season. So we have some athletes that are younger, and then we have athletes that, you know, are later in their life and are seasoned veterans of Special Olympics, and they can choose the sports that they want to throughout their lifetime with us. And again, they train by the sport within the season that they're in. So we're in the winter season right now. Then we roll into spring, which is our basketball and bowling season. So, you know, they want to be considered part of the community and where they live and where they work. And, you know, many of the programs that they either compete in with in the community or within their schools, you know, again, they want to be considered as athletes. So it impacts their life, you know, on the playing field, but also off the playing field, because, you know, sport it's all about teamwork. It's all about doing your best. It's all about working hard. And that spills over to many facets of the rest of their life and also their family's life.
What does it mean? What kind of energy or motivation does it give the athletes when, obviously, when their family is there? That's, you know, that's great. Family unit is certainly part of the support system. They see their friends in the stands or beside them. That's wonderful, too. But when they go out to the Winter Games at Mountain Creek and all these faces they've never seen before, and they're being cheered for and being encouraged and being congratulated, what's that do for the student, for the athletes?
Again, it's very rewarding for them, and it's motivating, and, you know, it puts a smile on their face. They being cheered on by their peers, but also by, you know, people that are there just to support them from the community, it's very rewarding to them, and I think it's that whole inner champion that, you know, whether they came in first or they came in fourth or fifth, it's like they accomplished something, and somebody's there standing on the sidelines recognizing that, and that means a lot.
With Heather Anderson, who is the president and CEO of Special Olympics New Jersey, about their winter games that are coming up this Monday at Mountain Creek Resort in Vernon, New Jersey. You can learn more over at sonj.org. You're listening to Issues and Ideas, and if you listen, I mentioned the idea about how your presence is a motivator and really, really a medal for the athletes, and it's really something that, having been at Special Olympic events in the past, when you are in that environment, what you think is a challenge and what you think you're incapable of achieving in your day-to-day life, these youths are going to really empower you. I mean, we think as the adults, we're supposed to be there for those who are younger. But, Heather, this is one of those cases where I think the younger are there in many ways for us as far as compelling and expanding our look at ourselves and the level of our inspiration, which I think, you know, they say pay it forward. I think that's something that comes out of anyone who attends the Winter Games or any of the Special Olympic events, that they become stronger, more positive people, and that spreads into those lives as well.
Absolutely. And you know, there are many times that we've had parents or siblings come up and saying, I had no idea that my son or daughter or my brother or sister was able to accomplish, you know, what they've done, whether it's, you know, skiing down a mountain or snowshoeing or snowboarding. You know, we have athletes that are triathletes now. We have athletes that, you know, are running, 10Ks and half marathons now. And again, it's the family on the sideline just saying, you know, I'm so proud. And I, you know, when my son or daughter was born, you know, what was the future was going to hold for them. So again, it's all about empowerment and it's all about success and achieving the goals that our athletes set out for themselves and their family. So it's a very rewarding organization and a very powerful organization. We talk about play unified and live unified, and we want our athletes to be considered part of the community and part of a unified and inclusive acceptance in communities across New Jersey. And it's just a great organization. I encourage everybody to come out on Monday or Tuesday if you have time to see our athletes in action. Up in Mountain Creek area. It's all free of charge, so certainly go to our website and check out the competition schedule, and we'd love to have you come out and see us.
How common is it for, you mentioned how young some of these athletes start, how common is it for these athletes to come in 8, 9, 10 years old, and then before you know it, you look back and, wow, it's Jason's 10th year now as a competitor.
Yeah, well, you know, it's time flies, and you know, when you're having fun, I guess, you know, you look at, I've been with the organization for many years, and some of the athletes, it's like we all kind of growing up together, and you see some of the athletes that I knew when I started here many years ago were competing in basketball and powerlifting, and now they've chosen to move on to golf and that type of thing. So they've chosen different sports in their lifespan with the organization. So, and it's great because we offer a variety of opportunities for them. It's just not one thing. It's 24 opportunities. And then we have opportunities for them to get involved in athlete leadership and public speaking opportunities and athlete congress, which is basically the athlete voice of our organization. So there are many things outside true sport that they can get involved with.
And we're wrapping up our time with Heather Anderson, who is the president and CEO of Special Olympics New Jersey, sonj.org. Their website, their winter games, coming up starting on Monday and Tuesday, at Mountain Creek Resort, and that is in Vernon, New Jersey, listening to Issues and Ideas. So for the parent who is listening right now, and they are of the belief that this is something their child wants to do and certainly would be beneficial for them to do, what are some of the steps they need to take to have their son or daughter get involved?
Well, certainly just go to our website at www.sonj.org and, you know, go and look for the contact information to reach out to us either by email or phone and to find out how we can get them involved. It's some paperwork, and we'll try to get them connected to a community program where they live in the state. And again, it's, you know, we provide sport training and competition to individuals, children, and adults with intellectual disabilities, and it's free of charge. And so all are welcome, and you know, feel free to reach out to us.
And, of course, this all happens through the help of People Power. So if an adult wants to be a coach or get involved with events and organization supervision, start at the website and the same thing?
Absolutely, yes. We're a volunteer-based organization. We can't do what we do across the state without thousands of volunteers helping us, coaches and volunteers, even just to come out and volunteer once or twice a year at our events. We organize 260 events or more throughout the state during the course of the year, and we need volunteers to help us.
So, again, it's the 2016 Special Olympics New Jersey Winter Games. They're happening this coming Monday and Tuesday at Mountain Creek Resort, and that's in Vernon, New Jersey. You can learn more about the schedule, getting involved at sonj.org. But as far as the Winter Games are concerned, you have no excuse because easy access through the roads, and it's free admission for the events. And trust me, you're going to go there. You're going to cheer. You're going to cry out of joy when you see just what these fantastic young people accomplish and achieve. And it's going to make you want to care a lot more than you care about things around you and even within you right now. And it's just, there's all positive that comes out of everything that the Special Olympics do for the kids and the people who get to experience it. And it is going to be a privilege when you do go out there and experience the effort, the dedication, and the fun that these kids are going to have. Check out the website, learn more about Special Olympics New Jersey at sonj.org. We've been joined by their president and CEO, Heather Anderson. Heather, thanks so much for being here. Best of success with the Winter Games next week.
Thank you so much.